Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks that fight the battles on a daily basis and somehow get it done, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. One of the first lessons learned in public speaking is do whatever it takes to grab the attention of your audience. I want to begin this effort by doing just that. Tyler Layton of Farm Credit Service of America tells us that as of mid-January, South Dakota producers had received more than $192 million in indemnity payments for the 2019 growing season, which was nearly double that of 2018. That, at least to the old stockyards guys, should grab our attention, and as Tyler puts it, underscores the need to understand how your crop insurance will protect you against the risks inherent to agriculture. This year, there is a need for producers to simultaneously make a decision about crop insurance and the agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage program. I would stress that the deadline to sign up is Monday, March 16th, and well, I'll tell you what, that's not very far down the road. I won't even begin to delve into the various aspects of those programs. One, I don't think I can, and two, if I tried, it would probably be wrong, which is why you really need the help and guidance of an expert in the field. As the folks at Farm Credit Service of America tell us, those experts have the tools and the knowledge to help navigate these major operational decisions. Certainly, there's tools out there for producers to attempt to plug in and play with the information, but due to the complexities, it's a lot better to work directly with trained professionals who can assist them. In fact, the folks at FCSA have a set of new tools to help producers assess and understand their operations' crop insurance needs and to help them look at the ARC-PLC decisions. Again, the value of actually meeting with a local Farm Credit Service of America agent can't be overstated. I remind you again, deadline for getting it done Monday, March 16. We got no idea as to what 2020 is going to bring in weather prices, but there's little doubt any opportunity to access the tools that are available to help in your operation should at the very least be given a look. The South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your work, and thanks for what you do.